Have you ever been confused by the verbs raise and rise? Both words mean to move upward. They also sound similar, but we don't use them in the same way. Adriana from Uruguay says,
I would like to know the difference in meaning between raise and rise, and when to use one or the other. I asked this question to a U.S. citizen, and she could not tell me the answer.
Hello, Adriana, and thanks for writing to us. That is a great question and something many English learners wonder about. The short answer is that raise is a transitive verb and rise is intransitive. I'll tell you what that means in a moment. But, as you saw, many native English speakers might not be able to describe that difference. I suspect the same is true for you in Spanish. The right words just come at the right time, perhaps without you knowing the technical reason. To answer your question more fully, let me begin by giving you the dictionary meanings of each verb. To raise means to lift or move something or someone upward. It also means to increase. To rise means to move upward or to increase. Notice that raise includes the words something and someone. That's the big difference between the two. With raise, something is causing the upward movement of something else, whereas with rise, the cause is not stated. Raise is a transitive verb, which means it takes a direct object. A direct object is a person or thing that receives the action of the verb. Here is an example.
Adriana raised her hand when she had a question.
Here, the subject, Adriana, is causing the object, her hand, to move upward. Here's another example.
The restaurant raised dinner prices for Valentine's Day.
The subject, the restaurant, is causing the object, dinner prices, to increase. On the other hand, rise is intransitive. It is never followed by a direct object. Here's an example.
Warm air rises.
Here's another example.
Swedish stocks rose after the election Monday.
Looking at this example, we can see there is a cause for the rise of stocks, but we do not directly state it in the subject-verb-object way we do with raise. Notice that the past tense of rise is rose. That's because the verb is irregular. Rise, rose, risen. But raise is regular. Raise, raised, raised. Do you have a question for Ask a Teacher? Write to us in the comments area. Be sure to list your country. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Alice Bryant.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。